W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Lithium, some call it white gold, others 21st century petroleum. It's used to power batteries in electric cars and all manner of devices, and the U.S. doesn't make nearly enough of it. Until now.
The company called Standard Lithium is launching a $1.5 billion project in southwest Arkansas.
We will be producing over 22,000 tons of lithium carbonate.
Each year, says CEO David Park. Standard and a company called Equinor have landed a $225 million grant from the Department of Energy, which hopes to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign lithium. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Army officials at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, announced a person of interest is in custody in the suspected murder of 23-year-old Sergeant Sarah Roquet, whose body was found Tuesday in a dumpster on the base. The Biden administration announced it's launching a broad investigation of the state of competition in air travel. This is ABC News. They admitted to shotgunning their parents to death in 1989 and were sentenced to life in prison with no parole possible. But Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon is recommending Lyle and Eric Menendez be resentenced.
They have been in prison for nearly 35 years. I believe that they have paid their debt to society.
Lyle Menendez was 21 at the time, Eric just 18.
Under California law, we have a vehicle for people that were convicted under 26 years of age to be offered youthful parole. And we have also a law that says that you can resentence people.
He'll request that on Friday. A judge and eventually Governor Gavin Newsom would have to sign off on parole for the Menendez brothers. Showbiz obituary, Ron Ely died. He was best known for playing Tarzan on TV in the 60s and hosted the Miss America pageant in the early 80s. His daughter says Ely died at home in Los Alamos, California. Ron Ely was 86 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances in the overnight. The clouds will stick around as well. Temperatures dropping to the upper 40s at sunrise. A light south breeze. Friday, we'll see some clouds around in the morning. Skies turning sunny, though. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds gusty. Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our friend and buddy and my colleague, Dean Obidala, who is the host of the brilliant Dean Obidala Show on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127 every weekday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. He's also a columnist over at MSNBC Daily and Salon.com. And he has just a remarkable newsletter that I get in my email inbox periodically, several times a week, typically, titled The Dean's Report. You can go over to Substack.com and just put in Dean's Report, and it'll pop right up. The Dean of Radio, Dean Obidala, DeanObidala.substack.com, at Dean Obidala over on Twitter. Dean, welcome back to the program. Yesterday, your piece was, you know, John Kelly is warning us that J.D. Vance was right, Trump is America's Hitler. Today, you took it a step farther. Tell us about this.
Well, today it's based on what Vice President Harris said last night at the town hall with CNN. She was asked, she first quoted Kelly and Mark Milley saying Donald Trump is a fascist. And Anderson Cooper said, what do you think? Do you think he's a fascist? And she said, yes, I do. That's the first time she's affirmatively said that. She sort of agreed with Charlemagne the God in a radio interview a couple weeks ago, but this time she said it affirmatively.
Yeah.
My point is, yes, Donald Trump is a fascist, but Trump being a fascist alone and just yelling on the streets anti-democratic, anti-American things would not be that concerning. It's the fact that millions of Americans hear that message and love it. And so that's my point, Tom, that she's right, but half the story is missing. And what's actually more alarming is millions and millions of Americans listen to Trump. They like it. They want an authoritarian. They want America's Hitler. People have to grasp it. I'm not saying everyone supporting Trump wants America's Hitler. A lot of people, I have friends who barely follow politics. Some of them like Trump. There's nothing I can say because they're like, I like this or whatever. I'm talking about the hardcore MAGA. MAGA is a fascist movement. Trump is their fascist leader. It's not one or the other. They're together. So Trump is a fascist, but MAGA is the fascist movement that he's created.
What percentage of the Republican Party today do you think is really and truly fascist, Dean?
53.24%. I've done my own polling. It's hard to know, Tom. I will say in my latest article that I did have polling from the past, and there's not been new polling on this in over a year and a half, about 55-60% of Republicans, of all Republicans, view January 6th as an act of patriotism.
Right.
And to me, that's a pretty good start. When you're looking at that and they're saying violence in the furtherance of Trump's power is patriotic, then I think it's fair to say you're talking about that 55-60% base. I don't know now. Maybe the other Republicans have left and it's a bigger percentage of the MAGA base, but of MAGA, look, if you're MAGA, you're going to the rallies, you love Trump, you're following everything, you cheer when he says the enemy within is Democrats, which he's saying at event after event, and they're cheering, and people must understand they're cheering. Well, look, that's fascism. They're a fascist movement. And Tom, I put in my new article today, Hitler, Chancellor of Germany, January of 1933. By March, he starts his first concentration camps for political opponents, for the Social Democrats.
Right.
Communists.
It was so not later, Jews he was thrown in concentration right. camps in March of 33. Right. It was Democrats.
Right, exactly. And my point is, if Donald Trump did that to us, his base would cheer. And people must understand that. The MAGA base would cheer that. And these are our fellow Americans, just like in Germany. They were their fellow Germans. Yep. And they turned on them because their loyalty goes to the fascist leader above the state. And that's what Hitler demanded. And that's what Trump demands now. And that was the whole comments with John Kelly about he wanted generals like then Hitler had. Forget that they tried to kill him. He's talking big picture. He's talking in
well,
Germany.
it was the German generals who oversaw the Holocaust.
I mean, they executed the Holocaust. They were the one, right? They planned it. It was the military. And Tom, as you know, and I put my article yesterday, you know, shortly into Hitler's regime, he made a new oath that the military, everyone in the military had to take. It was an oath to Adolf Hitler permanently, personally, unconditional loyalty. That's what it called for. Yeah. Risking your life for Hitler. It wasn't for Germany. It wasn't for the Constitution. It was for Hitler. That's what Trump meant. Trump might not read a lot about history, but he got that part. And that's what he was getting at with John Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. So if roughly half of Republicans are fascists or MAGA fascists,
I think it's fair to say,
and roughly half of America are Republicans, then about a quarter of Americans are fascists. How do we, or for that matter, how does the Republican Party separate itself from the fascists within it? Or how do we ostracize the fascists? What happens if Trump, you know, we've discussed if Trump wins, right? You know, we right. all end up in concentration camps. You and I will probably, you know, well, actually, we're in different coasts, so we'll probably be in very different concentration camps. But if he loses, mm-hmm. how do we break that? How does the GOP regain its sensibility? How do the Mitt Romneys take their party back over again? Or is that even possible at this point in your mind?
Well, I would just say take a step back quickly. If Trump wins, that some are going to go to Canada, I'm going to New Jersey. No one's going to buy. That's where I'm from. No one's coming to Jersey. I'll hide in Bayonne or Newark or Paramus, where I'm from. I'll be fine. Come to Jersey. We'll build a big wall, multicultural, multiracial wall against Donald Trump. So I feel good about that. Now, if I have to go back to Jersey, I love Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. I live in New York. I'll go back to Jersey. Look, we have to defeat MAGA and Donald Trump. If you defeat the fascist leader here, it could have an impact internally in their party. I don't really care what happens internally. I care about defeating Donald Trump.
Well, an awful lot of it has to do with who's in charge. I mean, when Pinochet went down, his movement in Chile largely died. When Mussolini was hanged, you know, his movement largely died. Well, you know, he was losing the war or lost the war. When Hitler died, his movement largely died. But on the one hand, on the other hand, in all of those countries, in Chile, in Argentina, you know, across South America, across Europe, we're seeing a rise of a whole brand new variety of fascism. Most of it is grounded in white supremacy and hate and fear of brown-skinned immigrants who are basically fleeing climate change in most cases. And certainly that's what's happening here. But, you know, what that suggests is that you can have a temporary reprieve if you get the leader out of the way. But what do you do long-term? My op-ed today is suggesting that, you know, the federal government should revive the Office of Information Services. You know, the War Department was running in 1943 when they produced films like, you know, Don't Be a Sucker. What do you think?
Look, I'm for anything. I mean, first, all I'm thinking about right now is defeating Donald Trump and winning back the House.
Right.
And those two are the key. And if, God forbid, Trump were to win, we have to have the House. That's the firewall against legislation. He can send the executive orders he wants, but he won't be able to pass legislation into law. But after that, sure, we can have these discussions. I'm open to them. I think, to me, one of the greatest crimes of Donald Trump was misleading otherwise patriotic good Americans and lying to them about the threat of immigrants, lying to them about the election on 2020. Now, some are predisposed. They are in their soul white supremacists. But others, I think we try to peel some of them away. And to your bigger point, like I had Dr. Bandy Leon like a year ago, who deals a lot with gangs and made the point when the charismatic gang leader is gone, the gang starts to fracture and dissolve. So Donald Trump is the leader of a movement here. And I think that really does happen. I think the more fractured it is, the less powerful it is. They're going to have pockets in the country. They'll have their red state pockets. But look at Ron DeSantis in Florida. I just had Representative Anna Eskamani on my show yesterday. DeSantis tried to use the government apparatus to threaten TV stations from running ads that were pro-Amendment 4 for abortion rights, reproductive rights, threatening criminal action against them for running ads. You know, Ron DeSantis is spending state money, state money to oppose Amendment 4 and 3 on marijuana. The line between politics and government apparatus is gone in Florida. It is DeSantis' stand. So, you know, you've got those mini guys out there, but he's not charismatic. He's not Donald Trump. He'll be gone as governor in a couple of years. We have to defeat Trump. If people want to slow this down, this process, and maybe defeat it, the number one thing is defeating Donald Trump. That's all my number one priority.
Yeah, he is a larger-than-life figure, and NBC helped make him that. I mean, you know, I would say probably all of his followers and even most Americans think he's a successful businessman. They don't realize that, you know, he has failed at pretty much everything he's done. And much of his success is because he's, you know, one of the world's major money launderers, you know, for international criminals and regimes like Russia. But I'm wondering if there is another charismatic Republican who's going to try to jump at that. You know, J.D. Vance is going to do it. He doesn't have the charisma.
Sure.
You know, Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley are probably going to try. They don't have the charisma. You know, Ted Cruz, if he makes it through this election, he's going to try. He doesn't have the charisma. Lindsey Graham doesn't have a chance. I mean, do you see anyone on the horizon who could be the next Trump in the GOP?
Not right now, but they could emerge. And the minute they become more and more popular, all of a sudden they have charisma because it starts feeding on
itself. Do you think Elon Musk could be that person?
Well, thankfully, he wasn't born in America, so he can't run for president. But I will say Elon Musk, to me, is Donald Trump's minister of propaganda.
Yeah.
That's what his role is now. It's really, he's the Goebbels of MAGA, and people should understand that. Elon Musk has too much power. And I believe Elon Musk is a danger to our nation. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not hyperbolic. I view he's a minister of propaganda in the worst way. Whatever his sinister intentions are yet to reveal themselves. And Tom, to your newsletter today, to me, after this election, working on getting big money out of politics is going to be one of my top priority. How we do that? You know, amend the Constitution, expand the Supreme Court, whatever it takes. You want to save this Democratic Republic, get big money out the idea.
It can be done by Congress, Dean. You know, invoke Article 3, Section 2. It can be done by Congress. You can say, you know, the Supreme Court may not rule on this. I mean, that's built into the Patriot Act, for God's sake, written by Republicans. You can tell the Supreme Court that they can, you know, that, hey, we're overturning your decision and you can't reverse this. It's never been adjudicated, but it's certainly been put into legislation more than 100 times in the last 50, 60
Let's
years.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's take step one. The idea of these billionaires, that three billionaires have given Donald Trump $250,000. We live in the Gilded Age.
$250 million.
Right, $250 million. Yeah. I said million, $250 billion. This is the Gilded Age. This is the Vanderbilts and Roosevelts and J.P. Morgan. And we're living through this, and we need a new progressive era to be a backlash to this that
I'm
can correct
you.
This. Because this is going so – the oligarch is here, as you know, Tom. Yeah. You've written about it.
Get over to Substack.com and type in Dean's Report and subscribe to Dean Obidala's newsletter. Hang on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Guy always steps on me. Check out his radio show, Channel 127, Sirius XM, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dean, thank you again for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Nice chatting with you.
Great talking with you. We'll be back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, these are all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can have an impact and stop Project 2025. Just go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's,
to 511-511 and receive a free issue of the FFRF newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. And this is very strange. There's a MAGA pastor out here who is saying, Joel Webbin, who's saying that like a golden ring in the snout of a pig, so too is it with a woman who is not modest. Check this out. Here's a clip of him talking about repealing the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
The reason why I have grown to despise democracy is because it's not we the people. It's we the some people. And who are those people? Non-elected officials. Yeah. Like what democracy, what it gives, lends its strength to is instead of having elected officials that have power, is a raw universal, because that's what we have, is a universal democracy. Everyone is allowed to vote.
Right.
Everyone. And just for the record, you know, yeah, I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed. I think that because, well, first and foremost, because I'm a Christian, you know, and that is the Christian position. Oh, my gosh, that you're saying that? Yes, that is the Christian position, is that households should not be divided against one another. So it's not just elevating a male vote by repealing the 19th Amendment. Just for the record, it's not just trying to take away a female vote, but it's trying to say, no, there's a family vote.
Right.
There's a household. And it's like, well, where do women get their voice? Well, where women get their voice is from their father, from their husband. If they're not married, it's from their father. If they're not married and their father is dead, it's from their brother. It's from their uncle. It's the men in their lives that love them.
Yeah. There you go. This is the future of the Republican Party. In fact, you know, this guy is sometimes heralded as the future of the Republican Party. The next question that I would ask him is, do you think that a woman should run for president? I think the answer is fairly obvious. No, she should be home making dinner for her husband, you know, is what he would say. But this is actually a widespread belief among the Christian nationalist movement. And not just them. I mean, remember, Amy Coney Barrett grew up in a Catholic cult called People of Praise, where she was referred to her entire, you know, growing up life, pre-adult life, as a handmaiden. They literally referred to the women in this Catholic cult as handmaidens. So, you know, here we are. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, speaking the truths that Trump, Vance, and the whole bunch of them were just assuming you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls. Please stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Lithium, some call it white gold, others 21st century petroleum. It's used to power batteries in electric cars and all manner of devices, and the U.S. doesn't make nearly enough of it. Until now.
The company called Standard Lithium is launching a $1.5 billion project in southwest Arkansas.
We will be producing over 22,000 tons of lithium carbonate.
Each year, says CEO David Park. Standard and a company called Equinor have landed a $225 million grant from the Department of Energy, which hopes to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign lithium. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Army officials at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, announced a person of interest is in custody in the suspected murder of 23-year-old Sergeant Sarah Roquet, whose body was found Tuesday in a dumpster on the base. The Biden administration announced it's launching a broad investigation of the state of competition in air travel. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nine Wisconsin counties have record-breaking unemployment numbers, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The announcement came from Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades, but with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will be getting less snow. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances in the overnight. The clouds will stick around as well. Temperatures dropping to the upper 40s at sunrise. A light south breeze. Friday, we'll see some clouds around in the morning. Skies turning sunny, though. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds gusty. It's 53 at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our last Freaky Friday, so we're giving you a double dose with Frank Anderson and your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole. And it's a Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Boo and Chewy, just go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
We'll pay the cost. Keeping folks on the edge of poverty's line. A permanent underclass by design. The new Republican plan, it's all laid out.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of a podcast called On the Edge. You can find wherever fine podcasts are available. He also has a video blog over on YouTube. Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that North Korea is sending absolutely bloodthirsty, crazed soldiers to attack Ukrainians. Do I have that right?
According to the U.S. Intelligence sources, yeah, approximately some 12,000 soldiers from the DPRK, not their large conscript army, but their more special forces, are reportedly inside Ukraine, which, of course, expands the scope of this conflict significantly. Already, Seoul and the Republic of Korea saying that if the DPRK is going to become actively involved in Ukraine, that they may also become involved in terms of supplying Ukraine with weaponry. And that would be potentially a pretty significant move, because on the peninsula, as you may or may not know, there's a lot of emphasis on artillery. Should there ever be an open conflict,
right,
again, between the DPRK and the ROK. And so they have a lot of artillery shells that they could supply to Ukraine, which has been a major issue in the past.
That's interesting. But we haven't heard a final decision on that.
We haven't heard a final decision from Seoul. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much 99% confirmed that there are DPRK soldiers inside Ukraine. We've seen videos of them being supplied with Russian weapons and uniforms and cold weather kit and things like that. Unconfirmed video, but still video that's been put out by Russian sources. Mill bloggers and the like. And then, of course, this recent statement by U.S. intelligence saying that, yes, it does look like that Pyongyang has sent soldiers. And this, along with Iranian drones, this is just making the Ukrainian conflict, the longer it goes on and on, spreading out into, more than just isolated within Ukraine itself. And it's also, worth noting if Russia was winning, why would it be recruiting 12,000 and possibly more DPRK soldiers? Right. So in some ways, it's also being looked on as a confession by Moscow that things aren't going the way they had hoped.
Which brings up the larger question, and I know that you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in Ukraine. I realize you're not there right now, but, pretty much that's where you live.
Well, I'm participating in democracy, Tom, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss this election.
Yeah, so you came back home to vote. I get it.
Indeed, I did.
God bless you. Given your sources and what you know is going on in Ukraine, what is the state of the war this week?
Still relatively static. I haven't seen any major changes. There is some concern that these DPRK soldiers may be put into the front line in Kursk, which is that part of Russian territory that Ukraine kind of infiltrated into. It's been a thorn in Vladimir Putin's side. So if the DPRK soldiers are allocated there, no 12,000 soldiers are going to make a complete difference. This would be another group like the Chechen Kadyrovs or the Wagner people. This is just another ancillary unit that will be added to Russia's armed forces. But, you know, there is definitely a push to attack Ukrainian forces inside Kursk, because the longer that goes on, of course, the more stress and pressure apparently Vladimir Putin is getting from his own, you know, defense advisors and his kind of inner circle when it comes to, you know, Ukrainian troops being inside Russia.
Remind us what or where Kursk is and why this matters.
Kursk is actually an oblast, which is a state or a province, just that's the term they use for it, internally inside the Russian Federation. So just on the other side of the border from a place called Sumy in Ukraine. And what is it now? Oh, 2 months, approximately more, actually, I should think. You know, it all kind of blurs together. But a while ago, in a brazen move, Ukrainian troops crossed over the border into Russian proper, and they've been there ever since. Mm-hmm. And they're even taking up like civil society things, handing out pensions and, you know, making sure people are, you know, have food and things like that. It is almost like they've annexed an entire section of Russia. And for the most part, Vladimir Putin has let this, continue. He's either let it continue or he's unable to stop it. Either way, those troops have still been there for quite some time now. The thinking is that he is still fixated on a section of Ukraine proper called the Donbass, which creates a land bridge to this peninsula, Crimea, which is what we're going to. I'm still producing. I've got some episodes of On the Edge in the Bank, as it were, that I left in Kiev. And that's what we're going to be talking about this Sunday, is the importance of Crimea. And it is thought that Putin may not be responding to Kursk because he is so fixated and laser focused on making sure that he gets Ukrainian territory inside Ukraine proper that will create a land bridge to this peninsula, which the Russians have been trying to colonize for hundreds of years and where one of their major naval bases is. So Putin may be biding his time when it comes to that Ukrainian invasion into his territory so that he can complete the Russian invasion into Ukrainian territory, which would stabilize Crimea.
Do you think that the introduction of North Korean troops into the Kursk region will help Putin recover that from Ukraine? It can drive the Ukrainians back out?
These are pretty hardened soldiers. These are the kind of the cream of the crop of what Pyongyang has to send. Again, I don't think any one group of 12,000 soldiers, whether or not it's the Chechens or the Wagner group, is going to be decisive in any battle in Ukraine. But, you know, you don't like to see it, for sure. Yeah. And Kursk has been under pressure recently steadily, but there's not been any kind of dramatic and overarching offensive into Kursk yet. It's been a slow movement of lines. Ukraine setting up defenses there. So, you know, there are now, in effect, two, if not three, we haven't talked about Kharkiv, front lines in Ukraine. Now, there's the Kursk, there's the Donbass, and then, as I just briefly mentioned there, there's Kharkiv. But this doesn't, you know, we're going to be going into winter. We're already probably getting into the, although you're right, I haven't been there in about a week, but I'm betting we're getting close into the muddy season, mm-hmm. If not already. That will slow things down. And then winter will become a slower conflict because, you know, the temperature is going to be very, very bad. And digging into kind of frozen earth is very difficult, but it won't stop. The fighting is not going to stop. They don't have a fighting season in Ukraine.
Right. So Biden, a week or so ago, sent a couple hundred million dollars worth of military aid to Ukraine. There was this new announcement about a new delivery of something. And I didn't catch exactly what it was or what the significance of it was. Am I remembering this correctly, Phil?
I think that was the $8 billion that he announced while maybe Zelensky was either here for the... Is that what you're referring to?
I just remember hearing...
I think this is the $8 billion that was referred to, because there's also been just a recent announcement of a whole bunch of seized assets, of Russian assets that are going to be liquidated and then used to support the Ukrainian war effort. That process is being used both here in the United States, but more notably in Europe. I think you're referring to the $8 billion which had in it Patriot... air defense systems. I think it had more attackums, but in recent days there's been this continued discussion about how far the attackums, which is a longer range missile system, which could reach deeper into Russia and which America has been restricting, has been limiting how far they can fire into the Russian Federation. But part of that $8 billion, if we're talking about the same group of monies that that Biden released, that did include more of these attackums. If we lift the restrictions on how far these things can go, they could reach well into Crimea. They could reach well into Russia's supply lines, into its ammo depots, which has been a fixation for the Ukrainians to try and hit them so that they have less rounds to attack Ukraine. But we're in kind of a we're in limbo here a little bit as we run up to the election. Because I think there is a grave concern that should something change, should a policy change from the Biden administration, and it goes wrong, say the Ukrainians overstep, and there's some sort of disproportionate response from Russia, which results in some sort of horrible event, whether that's the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant or whether there's Russia uses some sort of illegal weapon. Yeah. That's a tactical nuke, goodness forbid. That could then be a blowback in the U.S. domestic elections. When I left, not quite a week yet since I left Ukraine, as I was leaving, I was talking to my Ukrainian friends and associates, and they're watching very closely what happens here. And there is a sense, as I left last week, of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
This kind of bated breath that they know that their fate is connected to this election. So there's a lot of that going on, and I don't see any kind of change in U.S. policy regarding what the Ukrainians can use to attack deeper into Russia until after the election.
Yeah,
sadly.
I get it.
Because that means more Ukrainian debt.
Right. And that'll be at least another 2 weeks, and maybe far. I mean, the 2000 election wasn't resolved until January. Phil Edner, check out his On the Edge podcast, where refined podcasts are available. Phil, great talking with you again. Thank you so much for being available to us. Appreciate it.
All right, of course. Anytime, Tom.
Thank you, Phil. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, in fact, specifically, I'll be picking up your calls in just a second. Stay with us. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org /vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. Let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking at break, too. All right. I happen to like
it's
you guys.
Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get you 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. cbdistillery.com, code TOM. The voices fill the air. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. And James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Tom, run it over to the phone. You can hear me good?
I can hear you just fine. Thanks for listening to WGRN. What's up?
So I'd like to weigh in on the current fascist love fest that we're having here.
Okay.
Real quick, a fascia is a bundle of sticks tied together for resilience. That's the definition I remember.
Yeah.
And so...
And medically, it's a layer under the muscle or around the muscle or something like that. But anyway, it's kind of the same thing. It's a bunch of fibers. Keep going, James.
Correct. A fascist is the twine that binds up all of us sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And so another thing on the fascist thing, there's another lie that Donald Trump tells about Hitler's generals. They didn't really like him. In fact, they did defy him, not often.
They tried to kill him three times.
Exactly. They even tried to kill him. So there he goes once again, misinforming people.
Well, or just not even knowing what the hell he's talking about.
And we're talking a lot about armed people standing up in modern times to repressive policies. But I do remember in recent history, there were archers in the streets of Hong Kong fighting for their rights against the police, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a minor footnote. But my real point on the whole fascist thing is that in Ohio, we got this wannabe oligarch, Bernie Moreno, running for Senate.
Yeah.
And he is way worse than Vance. And if he gets in, man, abortion and Ohio rights, even though we enshrined it in our Ohio Constitution, he's going to find a way to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you one thing about this Moreno. He is a... family are Colombian immigrants, and they are taking American homes. In fact, they're one of these schemers that buy up housing and are planning on making billions in the wake of Donald Trump's victory. So my point is that Bernie Moreno is a wannabe oligarch, but he's just going to shortcut straight to fascist if he can.
Yeah, I get it.
Those are my points.
I get it. Okay, good points, James. Thank you. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Yesterday you had a guy on who was saying that no matter who wins the election, whether Kamala wins or whatnot, the country is going to be run by the oligarchs. It's still going to be run by the billionaires. And in my opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of other people, they're right. It is going to be run by the billionaires to one extent or another.
Unless we can pass legislation reversing Citizens United, which is what Kamala Harris has promised to do.
Okay, but we didn't have Citizens United when FDR was in power, but it only took 12 years for the Republicans to reverse the labor bill.
Yeah.
The point is that this happens. And I just want to, you know, say... in terms of what you should do mentally in order to deal with this is you have to have a double vision. You have to say, yes, there are going to be reforms. There will be good reforms. They will help a lot of people. And no, they won't be sufficient because you're still leaving the billionaires in power.
Yeah.
But what you have to do quickly is that you have to have a long-range vision in addition to your reform vision.
I agree. And I think that's what FDR was trying to set up with his Four Freedoms, you know, before he died, but and his second Bill of Rights. I agree with you. Lawrence, thank you very much. That was very well said. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.